When you look around your home, what makes you smile? Personal touches? Beautiful light, lines, colors. Things of quality that enhance your life. California Closets specializes in making space for what belongs, with richly textured finishes and quality materials that last. From the bedroom to the pantry to the mudroom, everything we do is custom designed, built, and installed by people who take pride in serving you. Think of it as practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com. Ever notice what happens when your home is beautifully organized? You have more space, more room to breathe. At California Closets, our designers know just what questions to ask to create exactly what you want. Your personalized experience includes custom design and installation to deliver a result that truly reflects your style and needs. That's the California Closets difference. We call it practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.
You hear the music. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the National Football League. Coming up on this edition of the program, we preview Week 8's most important games of the 2023 NFL regular season, give game picks for Week 8's most important games, and much more. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this program. It's going to be fun. We're getting close to the midway point or the second half of the NFL season, but I tell you what, the National Football League, never a dull moment. A lot of action, and hey, we still have more to go in this long 18-week NFL regular season. As always, before we get you caught up and as we preview Week 8, let's take a look back and recap the most important games from Week 7 in the National Football League. Thursday night football was an interesting game between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the New Orleans Saints. Jacksonville holds on to win 31-24. A thrilling game in Indianapolis between the Cleveland Browns and the Indianapolis Colts. Very close game, but Cleveland holds on to win 39-38. The Detroit Lions took on the Baltimore Ravens. All the Ravens, all of the time. Lamar Jackson and company handled their business. Ravens would win. Final score, 38-6. The Buffalo Bills took on the New England Patriots. Very close game in the AFC East, but in the end it belonged to the Patriots. New England would win 29-25. The Los Angeles Chargers took on the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC West rivalry game. It was close for a minute, but the Chiefs would hold on to win. Final score, 31-17. The Green Bay Packers took on the Denver Broncos. Russell Wilson engineered another fourth quarter comeback. Was good enough for the Broncos to get in field goal range, wind up taking the lead, and they would go on to get the victory. Denver would beat Green Bay 19-17. Sunday night football was the battle of the Alabama quarterbacks, with the Miami Dolphins going up against the Philadelphia Eagles. Tua started off strong, but in the end, it was all about Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. Philadelphia would beat Miami 31-17. And Monday Night Football saw the San Francisco 49ers going up against the Minnesota Vikings. Close game, but Brock Purdy would throw a last-minute interception, and the Vikings would hold on to beat the 49ers. Final score, 22-17. And that's a recap of Week 7's most important games in the NFL. All right, now it's time for my top three storylines. I want to start off talking about the Minnesota Vikings. Last week's game against the San Francisco 49ers on Monday Night Football was not just a win, but a big win for the Vikings. Kirk Cousins, yeah, we know his record in primetime games have been horrible, whether it be Thursday night, Monday night, Sunday night, whatever. His record on primetime games, not good. He improves his record in primetime games to only 4-10, under 500. But guess what? He played well, and also he got help from his defense, and also he got help from his running game with the combination of Alexander Mattison and Cam Akers. Could this be the game that sets the tone for the Vikings to go forward with this season? It remains to be seen. Beating the 49ers was a big win for them. But moving forward, they've got games. The next five games are going to be at Green Bay, at Atlanta, followed by New Orleans. They're at Denver and then Chicago. So the Green Bay game is a winnable game. The Atlanta game is going to be a winnable game. We know about the Vikings and Saints rivalry, especially the last several years. It looks like it could be a winnable game for the Vikings. Denver, we don't know. That's going to be a Sunday night game at Denver. We'll see where the Broncos, where they are at this time of the year going into late November. And then there's the Monday night game at home against Chicago, which is a winnable game. So overall, these next five games can be winnable for the Vikings. We know Kirk Cousins, he's got to play up to par. We know the running game has got to step up. We know defensively the Vikings have got to step up. But here's some good news, too. Jordan Addison is emerging as a star receiver. TJ Hawkinson's one of the best tight ends in the league. And Justin Jefferson is going to be returning from his injury real soon. So everything is on the up and up for the Minnesota Vikings. They just have to put it together and chase the Detroit Lions, who for the time being are the top dogs in the NFC North. My next storyline is going to be the Philadelphia Eagles. So after the Eagles lost to the New York Jets, people were wondering, will the Philadelphia Eagles come back? Will they be stronger than ever? Well, guess what? They showed up and showed out in front of a worldwide television audience last Sunday night on Sunday Night Football and did their job, not just with Jalen Hurts throwing the ball, but also showing off his athletic ability. They handled their business with the running attack led by DeAndre Swift. Also, they had the wide receivers on point with Devontae Smith. Also, their tight end, Dallas Goedert. And how could you forget about the other wide receiver, A.J. Brown, right? Hey, the Eagles, they showed up, showed out, and for the time being, they seem to be in top form, rare form once again. Now, the next two games, well, let's just say, yeah, I'll say it. The next two games are winnable for the Eagles. They're at FedEx Field, taking on the Washington Commanders in Landover, Maryland, outside of D.C., and then they have a home game before their bye week against the Dallas Cowboys. So the next two games are going to be winnable for the Eagles. We'll get more into the injury report in terms of Jalen Hurts. He's been hampered by a left knee injury for much of the week. We'll get more into that in just a little bit. But bottom line is this. The next two games for Philly are going to be division opponents in the NFC East. They're at Washington, and they go up against Dallas before the bye week. So if there's any time for a bye week to come up, the Eagles, they're deserving of it. They've been playing hard, and they've been playing well. And after the loss to the Jets and then coming back strong to beat the Dolphins on Sunday Night Football, listen, the defending NFC champs, they're deserving of this bye that's going to be coming up very soon. Matter of fact, it's going to be coming up in less than 2 weeks. So they can rest up, and then after the bye week, they've got the big game on Monday night against the Kansas City Chiefs. But for the time being, the Philadelphia Eagles, they're flying high. They're back on their winning ways for the time being. And these next two games they've got at Washington and they're coming up against Dallas, it proves to be winnable for the Eagles. And for my last storyline is going to be the Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens, they're in rare form right now. They're on a two-game winning streak. They had a close victory 2 weeks ago in the London game against the Tennessee Titans. And last week, they had a monster performance shutting down the Detroit Lions, beating them easily. Odell Beckham Jr. was effective. Also, you've got some help from the running game with the combination of Gus Edwards. Also, Justice Hill did his thing as well. How about tight end Mark Andrews? How about Nelson Aguilar being a nice complimentary piece for that Baltimore offense? Justin Tucker, you know Justin Tucker's one of the best kickers in the business. How about Baltimore Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson? So far, so good. He is proving to be worth every bit of that extension that he signed during the offseason. Lamar, you can put him in there as an MVP candidate alongside Patrick Mahomes. Also, Jalen Hurts, and you could put Jared Goff in that conversation as well for MVP candidates. Right now, Lamar, to me, in my opinion, Lamar is the leading candidate by a slight edge over Mahomes. Baltimore is just rolling right now, not just offensively, but also on the defensive side as well. We have Roquan Smith, who's just a tackling machine. You can't go wrong. And then you have Jadeveon Clowney. You got Patrick Queen. Kyle Van Noy has found the fountain of youth. You know about him for those Super Bowl teams with the New England Patriots. Baltimore's just clicking right now. And, of course, we talk about Mike Tomlin and the years of consistency with the Pittsburgh Steelers. You also have to talk about John Harbaugh. And, again, what a solid job he's done every year. I don't take him for granted. I know a lot of football fans, real football fans, don't take him for granted either. And certainly John Harbaugh has done an effective job with the Baltimore Ravens so far this season. And certainly the Ravens, I don't think they're going to slow down anytime soon. I mean, their bye week is going to be coming up in less than a few weeks. But give credit where credit is due. That whole team is clicking, and they're getting hot at the right time. And then when you have a quarterback like Lamar Jackson, who's an MVP candidate, I think he's the leading MVP candidate in my book. But nevertheless, Baltimore, they're just rocking and rolling right now. And that's my top three storylines. Before we go to break, I just want to share some more news to pass along to you in the National Football League. San Francisco 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy is in concussion protocol, and he is highly doubtful for this weekend's game against the Cincinnati Bengals. It looks as though Sam Darnold is going to get the call and going to get the start in this game, and rightfully so. Sam Darnold, you know about him last year, was effective when he started with the Carolina Panthers. They missed the playoffs, but, you know, Sam Darnold is a cagey veteran and someone that he's capable of getting the job done for that 49er offense. But again, San Francisco 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy is in the concussion protocol. According to reports, they were saying that he was exhibiting concussion-like symptoms on the plane ride back home to San Francisco. So as a result of that, Purdy is in the concussion protocol, and Sam Darnold most likely will get the start against the Cincinnati Bengals. Deshaun Watson, quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Deshaun was in the game for a little bit of the first half against the Indianapolis Colts last week. He was starting to have some soreness in his shoulder, was hampered by it again. Cleveland Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski decided to bench him for the remainder of the game. They said they're looking at the long-term aspects and they don't want to ruin his future. So as a result of that, he did not play in the remainder of the game against the Indianapolis Colts. And that's where you saw P.J. Walker come in and do his thing. Well, Deshaun will not play in Cleveland's game coming up this week against the Cleveland will not play in Cleveland's game this weekend against the Seattle Seahawks. He's going to continue to rehab his throwing shoulder, his right shoulder. So P.J. Walker will get the start. Listen, P.J. Walker's been outstanding. You know about his days in the XFL and what he did during his time in the XFL. Played well, extremely well, last week in the win over the Indianapolis Colts. And I think P.J. should have an exceptional game against the Seattle Seahawks this weekend. And I think P.J. Walker is capable of getting the Browns offense downfield. No Jerome Ford. Their running back is hurt. But Kareem Hunt, expect a lot of Kareem Hunt to soften the blow in the Browns offense. But again, Deshaun Watson re-aggravated his throwing shoulder, his right shoulder, so he will not play in this weekend's game against the Seattle Seahawks. So P.J. Walker will get the start at the quarterback position. So we don't know what the situation is going to be with Watson. He could miss this week. He may miss several weeks. Who knows? But what we've heard reports is that the injury to his throwing shoulder could be very serious. He could have pain and weakness, and it could affect his movement. So knowing the Cleveland Browns, they paid a lot of money for him, the $230 million fully guaranteed, and they know what's at stake. And if I were the Browns, I wouldn't play him until maybe mid to late November. A costly investment, and he's their franchise quarterback. They gave him a lot of money fully guaranteed, so they want to look at the long-term aspects and just rest him for at least several weeks until he's ready to come back. And I think that's a smart move by the Cleveland Browns to just shut it down at least for several weeks. The Philadelphia Eagles, I tell you one thing, Howie Roseman, he's been wheeling and dealing for almost 2 years now, and he did his thing in this year's draft, and he's continuing to make deals happen. As the Tennessee Titans traded all-world safety Kevin Byard to the Philadelphia Eagles in exchange for a fifth-round pick and a sixth-round pick in the 2024 NFL draft, along with safety Terrell Edmonds. Tennessee, it looks like they're in rebuilding mode. We don't know what the future holds for running back Derrick Henry. Ryan Tannehill, you know, the jury is out on him. We don't know what the quarterback situation is going to be, whether it be with Malik Willis or Will Levis. Bottom line is this, Philadelphia is the winner because they've got young and hungry stalwarts on their defense. And when you add Kevin Byard to the mix as well, along with Darius Big Play Slay, James Bradbury, and Reed Blankenship, who should be returning from injury real soon, the Eagles are going to win out in the short term. And Kevin Byard, if you hadn't had an opportunity to watch the Tennessee Titans play, listen, Kevin Byard is one of the top safeties, one of the top playmakers, defensive players in the National Football League. Certainly a guy capable of making plays, somebody that, you know, has represented what the Tennessee Titans has been all about in terms of toughness, defense, and running game. And certainly Tennessee will win out in the long term in terms of the draft picks and when you add Terrell Edmonds. But Philadelphia, Howie Roseman, and also Jeffrey Lurie, and also those people in the Eagles management, they struck gold in getting Kevin Byard, and certainly that's a big move and a big win for the Philadelphia Eagles. Also, some more news to pass along to you. The New York Giants, that's right, Giants quarterback Tyrod Taylor made history. He became the first black quarterback to win a game for the New York Giants in their 100-year history. Yes, I said that correctly. New York quarterback Tyrod Taylor became the first black quarterback to win a game for the New York Giants in their 100-year history. How amazing is that? You know, the New York Giants, when you think of quarterbacks, you think of Frank Gifford, Y.A. Tittle, Phil Simms, Jeff Hostetler, Kerry Collins, Eli Manning. Now you add Tyrod Taylor making that stat, so congratulations to him on becoming the first black quarterback to win a game for the New York Giants in their 100-year history. Certainly a milestone, and certainly, hopefully, Tyrod can break some more records with his time in New York. The New Orleans Saints, their top wide receiver, Chris Olave, was arrested in Kenner, Louisiana, on charges of reckless driving. For those of you that may not be familiar with the metropolitan New Orleans area, Kenner is a suburb outside of New Orleans. What happened was Olave was driving over the speed limit, which was 35 miles per hour. Olave was driving over the speed limit, 35 miles per hour. As a result of that, was arrested, charged with reckless driving. Since then, Olave has been released, and he's back on track and just getting situations together with his head coach, Dennis Allen, of course, with his offensive squad, including quarterback Derek Carr. And Olave has been at practice, and his head is back on straight again as they prepare for the Indianapolis Colts this weekend. And finally, you know, mental health is something that we can't stress enough on this program, and it's something that we can't stress enough in our society where it can be high stress and high volume at times. Detroit Lions wide receiver Marvin Jones Jr. is going to take a leave of absence, and he's stepping away from the game of football to tend to personal matters, as he said, family matters. And he went on his various social media platforms, such as Instagram, Twitter, also with Facebook, and just stating that he's going to step away from football to tend to personal family matters. And so the Detroit Lions, as well as the NFL, they support his decision to move forward until he can get things back on track. And as I've said before, and I'll say it again, football is a game. Sports is entertaining, but we have to remember about the things that matter the most, not just our physical health, but our mental health as well. And whatever Marvin is dealing with right now, whether it be whatever personal reasons, as he said, he's got to tend to family matters, we wish him the best, and hopefully he can get himself together so he's a better human being, not just on the field, but off the field as well. So we salute Marvin and his quest to try to get his mental health on straight, and hopefully whatever family matters or whatever personal issues he's dealing with, we're with him every step of the way. All right, when we come back from the break, we're going to preview Week 8's most important games in the NFL. You stay tuned. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to The League Wraparound.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
Ever notice what happens when your home is beautifully organized? You have more space, more room to breathe. At California Closets, our designers know just what questions to ask to create exactly what you want. Your personalized experience includes custom design and installation to deliver a result that truly reflects your style and needs. That's the California Closets difference. We call it practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com. When you look around your home, what makes you smile? Personal touches? Beautiful light, lines, colors, things of quality that enhance your life. California Closets specializes in making space for what belongs, with richly textured finishes and quality materials that last. From the bedroom to the pantry to the mudroom, everything we do is custom designed, built, and installed by people who take pride in serving you. Think of it as practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.
An avid cyclist dreams of turning his passion into a business. He consults his banker to help find the best path. Now bike wheels are being built, and all it took was a little push to get rolling. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time to preview Week 8's most important games in the National Football League. Thursday night football, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers go up against the Buffalo Bills. Let's start off talking about Buffalo for a moment. They lost a tough game to their division rival in the AFC East, the New England Patriots in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Josh Allen did all he could do. Stephon Diggs did all he could do, and it just wasn't enough as Mac Jones was able to shine bright in the victory over the Bills. So Buffalo, the last, I don't know, almost 4 to 5 years have been picked as Super Bowl hopefuls, Super Bowl perennial contenders. They're not playing like it right now. I don't know what's going on up there in Western New York. Head coach Sean McDermott is saying that they're going to get things together. Well, I know the fans in Orchard Park, they're starting to get a little agitated. Not too agitated, but they're starting to get a little agitated because now they see teams like Baltimore, they see teams like Pittsburgh, they see Kansas City making some noise. They want their team to make noise as well. And they're going to have to make noise as they have a home game going against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Buccaneers are hungry after losing a division game of their own to their NFC South rival Atlanta Falcons. So when you think of Buffalo, listen, the talent is there, right, with Stephon Diggs, Josh Allen, Vaughn Miller. They won't have Dawson Knox in this game. Dawson is out due to an injury. So they're going to have to improvise major in this game. They do have Gabe Davis, which is promising news. For the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're going to be going to one of the toughest places, not just in sports, but in one of the toughest places to play in the NFL. Baker Mayfield is a candidate for Comeback Player of the Year, but he's going to have to get it together because that crowd is raucous in Orchard Park, New York. And it's going to be, let's just say it can be a doozy for someone like Baker and just really for the whole Buccaneers if they don't get off to a good start very early. Because when Josh Allen gets rolling along with Stephon Diggs, look out. It is going to be trouble. Thursday night football, we've got two teams that are reeling from, two teams that are reeling from division losses between, you know, Tampa Bay losing to their division rival, the Atlanta Falcons, the Buffalo Bills losing to their division rival, New England Patriots. This should be an intriguing game Thursday night between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Buffalo Bills. The Jacksonville Jaguars square off against the Pittsburgh Steelers. We have a division rival game, an AFC North rivalry game between the Jaguars and the Steelers. Jacksonville, close game, strange game last Thursday night against the New Orleans Saints. Trevor Lawrence was hampered by a knee injury, was a game-time decision. He started, played an effective game, and not only was he solid, but you had the other gentlemen that got involved for this team, like a Travis Etienne, Christian Kirk, also Calvin Ridley, just to name a few. And the Jaguars' defense was able to hold their own in the victory against the New Orleans Saints. The Pittsburgh Steelers, great come-from-behind victory over the Los Angeles Rams last week. Kenny Pickett did his thing. He was effective. Najee Harris was effective. George Pickens, wow. Listen, Pickett the Pickens, this could be a deadly combination, a deadly duo for many years to come. Deontay Johnson was effective coming back from injury. And again, when you talk about defense, when you have T.J. Watt in the mix as well, also when you have guys like Patrick Peterson, also Minka Fitzpatrick, Alex Highsmith, just to name a few, you know Pittsburgh is going to bring the heat, right? Not just offensively, but most importantly, defensively. And when you have two AFC North. This is a rivalry game in the AFC, but Jacksonville plays in the AFC South and Pittsburgh plays in the AFC North. But regardless, when Jacksonville and Pittsburgh play together, it's never a pretty game. It's hard-nosed. It's a lot of running. The quarterbacks have to scramble and run for their life away from the defense. And that's what makes it so fun between these two teams with Jacksonville and Pittsburgh. We've got Trevor Lawrence going up against Kenny Pickett. Jacksonville Jaguars and the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh is going to be a festive crowd at Heinz Field in downtown Pittsburgh. The Los Angeles Rams are going to square off against the Dallas Cowboys. The Rams lost a tough game last week at home to the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're looking to put that loss behind them as they turn it to water under the bridge to go up against the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas had a bye week last week, the week before that, winning in an impressive Monday night game over the Los Angeles Chargers. So during the bye week, Micah Parsons, the defensive specialist for the Cowboys, goes on his podcast saying that Dallas is not being respected. We're tired of being disrespected. We're tired of people talking about us. And listen, Micah is a once-in-a-lifetime talent. Much respect to the Dallas Cowboys organization, but what you must remember is that when your team is nicknamed America's Team and when you have a star on your helmet, you have to be ready to back it up. And then to make matters worse, when your owner is more popular than a lot of the players on your team, not just a double whammy, but a quadruple whammy as well. But Micah defending not only himself, but defending his team, defending Dak Prescott during this bye week. And the Cowboys, they have a lot of motivation as the Los Angeles Rams come to Jerry World in Arlington, Texas at AT&T Stadium. Should be a good game between the L.A. Rams and the Dallas Cowboys. We have the Battle of New York. That's right. The Battle of New York, or the Battle of New York City, between the New York Jets going up against the New York Giants. So for the Jets, they had a bye week last week, but the week before that, a very, very, very impressive and a surprising victory over the Philadelphia Eagles at home at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. And then the Giants last week beating their NFC East rival Washington Commanders. Saquon Barkley was effective. Tyrod Taylor played a nice game. I mentioned earlier in the program about Sam Darnold being a cagey veteran. Tyrod Taylor is a cagey veteran himself. You talk about somebody that doesn't turn the ball over too much, someone that's got a solid arm. He's great with his legs. His athletic ability is still through the roof. And the Jets and Giants, listen, these two teams are polar opposites this year. I talked about the Giants quarterback, Tyrod Taylor. Jets quarterback, Zach Wilson. Could he go over that hurdle? Could he go over that obstacle? Will the win over the Eagles 2 weeks ago take him to new heights, or will he be back to square one? So it's going to be the Giants quarterback and Tyrod Taylor with his athletic ability and, of course, with the running game of Saquon Barkley going up against that Jet defense, which is one of the best in the league this year. And this is going to be an intriguing matchup. And, hey, they both play at the same stadium, right? MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, in the Battle of New York, the Battle of New York City, as the New York Jets take on the New York Giants. The Cincinnati Bengals square off against the San Francisco 49ers. 49ers lost a tough game last Monday night against the Minnesota Vikings. No Deebo Samuel. He was effective despite battling his own injury. Trent Williams played despite being hurt. And we found out that quarterback Brock Purdy is in the concussion protocol. He was experiencing concussion-like symptoms on the plane ride home back to San Francisco. So Sam Darnold is going to get the start in this game. We know Sam Darnold is a veteran. We know that he can put up the numbers when necessary. And I think he's going to do an effective job against the Cincinnati Bengals. Cincinnati coming off of the bye week. The week before that, they had an impressive victory over the Seattle Seahawks. They would win 17-13. So Joe Burrow, will the bye week help him in terms of being consistent? Will the bye week help the offensive line? We know his offensive line has not protected him this year. Matter of fact, they haven't protected him since he's been in Cincinnati. So did the bye week do the Cincinnati Bengals good? Jamar Chase, he says he's always open. I'm hoping that he can get plenty of open chances to get catches and maybe get a touchdown against this tough 49er defense, which is still one of the best in the business. Going to be a great game out in the West Coast in Santa Clara, California, between the Cincinnati Bengals and the San Francisco 49ers. AFC West rivalry game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Denver Broncos. Let's just say Russell, he did some cooking last week with the Broncos beating the Green Bay Packers. Russell, he melted the cheese on the Green Bay Packers, served up a couple of grilled cheese sandwiches, and was able to get a victory. And his team helped him out as well with the defense, helping Denver beat Green Bay 19-17. But it's going to be short-lived because you've got the Kansas City Chiefs, the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs, coming to town. And you've got Patrick Mahomes, you've got Isaiah Pacheco, you've got Travis Kelce, you've got Travis, he has a special friend that may show up in Denver. I'm not saying that person's name. It's been all over social media and the news. We'll leave it at that. Andy Reid, Sean Payton, these two coaches, much love and much respect for each other, but Kansas City's on a mission, and Kansas City's hot right now. Denver is just trying to get on the mend. And if we talked about the Broncos game against Green Bay last week being a season saver, this game against Kansas City could be a season saver for the Broncos. It could make or break their season. If they don't win this game, they're going to be in trouble. It's just that simple. Kansas City Chiefs going up against the Denver Broncos going to be at Sports Authority Field at Mile High in Denver. Sunday Night Football, the Chicago Bears go up against the Los Angeles Chargers. The Chicago Bears pulled off a surprising win over the Las Vegas Raiders. Tyson Badgett? I have no idea who the Bears quarterback is. Tyson Badgett. Tyson Badgett was effective against the Raiders last week. I not heard of this guy, but guess what? We heard of him last Sunday when the Bears beat the Raiders. Also, Deontay Foreman was effective. DJ Moore played an outstanding game as well. And Tyson Badgett looks to have to continue that hot hand going to the West Coast to take on the Los Angeles Chargers in Inglewood, California. Justin Herbert upset about the loss last week to the Kansas City Chiefs. Him and his squad, they're licking their chops. They can't wait to get back home to try to get back on winning ways to take on the Chicago Bears. It's going to be an intriguing matchup. We know about the Bears' MO. We know about the defense. We know about the running game. But we're just not finding out about their quarterback, Tyson Badgett, right? And the Bears' defense, they're looking to get to Justin Herbert and that Charger offense. Brandon Staley, he's been on the hot seat since he's been the coach of the Chargers. Again, this is another game where they're going to be watching and saying, is this the guy we want coming back next year? Is this the guy we want coaching for another 3, maybe 5 years? Highly unlikely, but nevertheless, Sunday Night Football, the Chicago Bears versus the Los Angeles Chargers, as the Chargers look to get back on track in terms of their winning ways. Monday Night Football, the Las Vegas Raiders go up against the Detroit Lions. The Raiders were embarrassed last week by the Chicago Bears. The Detroit Lions, they were embarrassed by the Baltimore Ravens. So both teams are hungry. Both teams are looking to rebound in the most desperate way possible. The Raiders, Jimmy G, we don't know if he's going to play in this game. He's been hampered by back issues. So it looks as though Brian Hoyer most likely is going to get the start for this game. As for the Lions, Jared Goff, listen, I said it earlier on in the program, Jared Goff has the potential, well, I won't say potential, but Jared Goff is one of my front runners right now for MVP. He's one of my early candidates, one of my early front runners in the league MVP race this year. He's played very well. He didn't play well last week against Baltimore. However, I think this game is going to be a rebound game for him and that Detroit Lions offense. Jahmyr Gibbs, he's going to be ready. Sam Laporta, he's a candidate for Rookie of the Year this year. You've got Josh Reynolds, Amon-Ra St. Brown. And on the defensive side for the Lions, Aiden Hutchinson. Man, we talk about Micah Parsons. You got to talk about Aiden Hutchinson. He is no scrub neither. Monday night in Motown, the Motor City, Detroit, the Las Vegas Raiders go up against the Detroit Lions. Should be an interesting matchup. Now it's time for my game of the week. My game of the week is going to be the Cincinnati Bengals versus the San Francisco 49ers. When you think of Cincinnati and San Francisco, you think of the Super Bowl that had taken place in the early 80s. Joe Montana, Ken Anderson. Let's fast forward. Super Bowl 23. Joe Montana, Boomer Esiason. Great Super Bowl that was, right? Guess what? We're not getting that. We're not getting Brock Purdy versus Joe Burrow. We're going to get Sam Darnold versus Joe Burrow. Okay, so it's not Montana or Esiason or Anderson or Steve Young in the mix, right? But hey, this should be a promising game. San Francisco, one of the best running games in the league, one of the best defensive teams in the league. San Francisco is a Super Bowl hopeful. The Cincinnati Bengals, they're a Super Bowl hopeful as well. And they also have a quarterback that got a contract extension during the offseason with Joe Burrow, an amazing talent with Joe Mixon, Ja'Marr Chase, also Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins. These two coaches have been effective for their respective teams. Zach Taylor for the Bengals, Kyle Shanahan for the 49ers. So again, I know, as I mentioned earlier, no Joe Montana versus Ken Anderson, no Joe Montana versus Boomer Esiason. Heck, we're not getting Brock Purdy versus Joe Burrow, but that's okay, because we're going to have Sam Darnold versus Joe Burrow, and I think we're going to have an amazing game. I think it's going to come down to the defenses. Running game is going to be a factor, but I think it's going to come down to defenses and who makes a mistake towards the end of the game. It's going to be a rocking crowd at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. 49ers had a big loss last Monday night. They're not going to stand for it. They're going to be rocking and rolling, and they're going to be ready to play. The Cincinnati Bengals versus the San Francisco 49ers, my game of the week. All right, before we get on out of here, I want to give you my picks on who I think will win Week 8's most important games in the NFL. Thursday night football, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Buffalo Bills. I like Buffalo to win. The Jacksonville Jaguars take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. I like Jacksonville to win. The Los Angeles Rams square off against the Dallas Cowboys. I like Dallas to win. In the Battle of New York between the New York Jets and the New York Giants, I like the New York Jets to win. My game of the week, the Cincinnati Bengals versus the San Francisco 49ers. I like San Francisco to win in a close one. The Kansas City Chiefs square off against the Denver Broncos. I like Kansas City to win. Sunday Night Football, the Chicago Bears versus the Los Angeles Chargers. I like the Los Angeles Chargers to win. Monday Night Football, the Las Vegas Raiders versus the Detroit Lions. I like Detroit to win. So again, my picks for Week 8's most important games are Buffalo, Jacksonville, Dallas, New York Jets, San Francisco, Kansas City, Los Angeles Chargers, and Detroit. And there you have it. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. Once again, a big special thank you to you, the listeners out there, for tuning in and week out on this amazing program. And again, thank you so much for your support. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to the League Wraparound.
Color can change the entire feel of a room, which means change the way you feel about being in that room. Hey, it's Jody for Helm Paint and Decorating with 4 locations now in the Baton Rouge area. We love them. It's family owned and operated, which means you get that human service, helpful service. They're the home also of Benjamin Moore Paint with beautiful colors, and they're happy to take their time with you, let you decide. Now on Perkins, Choctaw, Jones Creek, and Highland. HelmPaint.com.
Hi, this is Joe Helm with Helm Paint Decorating. Happy to announce our new 4 locations in Baton Rouge. We are new to Baton Rouge, but not new to paint. We are a family-run business with over 50 years' experience, assisting customers with the best quality Benjamin Moore paint, supplies, and design services. We also offer free, fast delivery and expert color matching. Call or stop by any of our locations on Perkins, Jones Creek, Highland, or Choctaw, or shop us online at HelmPaint.com.
Helm Paint. Supply.
Helm, yeah.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.